Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Katie Couric.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Welcome to Jeopardy, everyone. It is such a thrill to be here guest hosting a show I've watched and loved for years. And of course, a real honor to help out as all of us recover from the loss of the truly irreplaceable Alex Trebek. I'm really excited to announce that Jeopardy will be matching the winnings from each show I guest host and donating that amount to the Pancreatic Cancer Dream Team from Stand Up to Cancer. So thank you, Jeopardy.
How do you get better than that?
Now let's have some fun.
Wow. You don't.
That was just so strong and so real. Wow. Katie Couric, 2 weeks as the guest host, and she'll be fine.
Well, and I mean, she, first off, I love Katie Couric.
Yeah,
there's
so
that. But then secondly, she knows what it's like to lose someone that you love to cancer. Now, her husband had colorectal cancer, and he passed away, in the 90s, late 90s?
That was a way back, and she had a hard time recovering from that, and now she's back strong.
She is indeed. So kudos to the Jeopardy organization, though, matching the winnings and donating. Pancreatic cancer is no joke, so more research needs to be done. Kudos.
Yes, and she'll be there for 2 weeks. Now, after her comes Dr. Oz. Not quite sure about that. Not a big fan.
Like, Katie Couric, cool, and then to Ken Jennings, awesome, a couple of others, but Dr. Oz.
Yep, and then after Dr. Oz comes Aaron Rodgers. I'm kind of excited about that, to see an NFL quarterback host Jeopardy, because he claims to be the biggest Jeopardy geek.
And I know. I'm excited for that one. That's cool.
Anderson Cooper, Savannah Guthrie. Mm-hmm. There's a whole list coming up, but Katie started last night, and I think I think it was great because it was International Women's Day, too. So she's definitely
the only one that
strong.
I'm not cool with is Dr. Oz. He just seems like such a quack to me. He and Dr. Phil, I lump in the same category. I'm like, guys, come on.
And what did Seth Meyers say on the late night soundbite the other day? Dr. Oz actually saved a life in an airport. A man was having a heart attack. And he said,
which is amazing.
He said right away, everyone in the airport screamed out, is there a somewhat doctor in the house?
I know his credentials are legitimate, but I just, some of the stuff, I have a heart. And then his involvement with the Kardashians.
Yeah,
dude,
come on. So let's enjoy Katie Couric for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll wait till Dr. Oz takes over on Jeopardy. Speaking of late night sound bites, Jimmy Fallon is up in just a few minutes talking about the new CDC rules. That's on the way later this hour. Speaking of new rules, Laura Good's got the good news.
Yes, indeed I do. Oh, and Tuesday, try Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll talk stupid news, and there it is.
What else today? On the way this morning.
So much to do.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Do you ever feel really aggressive in a Bath and Body Works, Laura?
Wait, what?
Exactly. Just the name Bath and Body Works. Shouldn't it be a relaxing kind of place to shop?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes the scents are a bit overwhelming. But I do enjoy a good Bath and Body Works candle and or foaming hand soap.
Well, a fight broke out at a Bath and Body Works, and it was in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's where one of my daughters lives. Oh, God, I hope it wasn't her. But anyway, the people were arrested. Everything was calmed down. Bath and Body Works.
Is that next? The noise that I just heard in the background?
Yeah, a fight, an actual brawl.
Over what?
So one of the women cut in line. So it didn't have, it wasn't racially motivated. It had nothing to do with masking. Somebody cut in the line at Bath and Body Works, and it started a gang fight.
Oh, I thought maybe it was over the last bottle of cool cucumber melon or vine-ripened raspberry.
Now those are fighting words, right? So I'm thinking to myself, MMA, WWE, and BBW all get together.
The MMA and the WWE come together at BBW. Yeah! The Ultimate Smackdown at Bath & Body Works. Just when you thought it was safe to shop for some ultra-shake coconut body scrub, it's go time between the hand soaps and the three-wick candles. In one corner, the girl buying the lemon mint leaf broom spray versus the girl getting the passion fruit and banana flower body cream. Shells of foaming-scented hand soap have never been more dangerous. You missed the bone-crushing tag team excitement with extra soft skin. Bath & Body Works, Scottsdale Fashion Square.
The excitement for extra soft skin.
Okay. I had to Google the video.
Are you enjoying it? It's just a little weird.
God.
What is the world coming to, my dear? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, this is intense. They really could have served this up on pay-per-view and, like, made some money.
Probably could have. The actual news is coming up, and then I think we need good news after that. We definitely.
Oh. The one individual was wearing a tube top.
Of course. And let me guess, the other one was wearing pajamas and flip-flops. I mean, come on.
It's a maxi dress.
Oh.
She's a tiny powerhouse.
Oh, okay.
The other individual, wow. Friends, if you want to have a little chuckle about humanity, Google this video.
Go ahead and Google. News is next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Tom, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. I'm getting my second COVID shot. I'm kind of pumped.
I know. We'll talk about that later. Are you feeling low, though? Or happy?
I guess I'm happy. We're always happy here, right?
The Central Susquehanna Valley is such a great place. There's this new list out, of course, about the happiest cities across the United States.
Well, I'm pretty happy. I mean...
Their top pick.
Okay.
Fremont, California. Followed by Fargo, North Dakota, Lincoln, Nebraska, Santa Rosa, California. There's a whole list of 185 different cities.
There's a lot of Cali in there.
There's a ton of Cali, Florida, Arizona. Do you know where Pennsylvania fell on the list?
Oh, I'm almost afraid to ask. Where?
Number 76. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, PA was happy?
Apparently, they scored 100 for emotional and physical well-being.
Hey, Ben Roethlisberger re-signed with the Steelers. They're happy out there.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Either way, I want to take issue. And normally, I don't do this during the good news.
Okay.
I take issue with this list because there are tons of happy places in Pennsylvania.
Right here in the Central Susquehanna Valley. Happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good news, though.
All right. Now, here's actual good news.
Okay.
Particularly if you got your vaccine, and you, my friend, are getting your second dose this afternoon.
I'm excited.
The CDC says that you can now visit with people once you're fully vaccinated, unmasked.
Oh my goodness!
CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people in small gatherings indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with unvaccinated people from one other household indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing, as long as the unvaccinated people and any unvaccinated members of their household are not at high risk for severe COVID-19 disease.
Okay, I think I understood all that. It started out pretty easy, and then it got complicated.
It's tough. The CDC has a weird way of talking. All I know is there are different rules for different gatherings and situations. You can look them up and Google them, but here's the thing, friends. It means we are almost out of this long, dark tunnel.
Yes, it does, and it means that Tom and Laura are almost back together in the studio soon.
And since we were talking about all things happy really quickly, the biggest things that make people happy are family, a sense of community, and being in nature, not money.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
You ready to get frozen?
I thought it was going to be 60.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking frozen food finds at Wise Market.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yesterday, hats off to Mark Stevens. He gives away the gift card.
He does.
And he asks the lady if she's going to buy some frozen burgers, and she says, no, I'm a steak kind of woman. Yeah. How about that? You can spend it any way you want. You get a $25 gift card from Wise Markets if you could remember our frozen find of the day. And today, more up Laura's alley.
What is it?
Frozen strawberries and bananas.
Perfect for smoothies. Frozen, and you add them to the blender, and you add some ice and some spinach and some protein powder, and you zhuzh on up, and it's delicious.
I'm completely with you, except I don't have any protein powder in my house. But anyway, frozen strawberries and bananas, all you need to remember to win later on this afternoon with Mark Stevens in our frozen food find of the day at Wise Markets. Now, what is it again, Laura?
Frozen strawberries and bananas.
Without the protein powder?
Just all you have to remember is frozen strawberries and bananas. You don't need the full recipe.
There it is. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94K.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Well, now that this next stimulus is on the way, Laura, it got passed. And so we don't know, like, who gets the $1,400, who doesn't. I guess if you make over $80,000, it's working its way through. It's working its way
through. Did it pass? Oh, because, okay, so it passed the Senate with adjustments, with amendments, and now it goes back to the House, correct?
No way. Does it really? I just thought as soon as they passed it.
Yes, because of the amendments that the Senate made. What? So it goes back, because it passed the House, but then the Senate amended, passed it, and now it has to go back to the House, I believe, for them to say okay to the amendments, and then it happens.
I thought the House didn't really count. It's like playing double-A ball, and then you make it to the major league in the Senate. You know what I mean? Once you get up to the big office, you're like, the hell with you guys.
It's checks and balances, friend. Yeah. Didn't you take POD in high school?
I think I was absent that semester. Anyway, we're all excited about the stimmy, and comedian Eric Schwartz has got another Gimme My Stimmy.
Of course he does.
So before the House could ruin it, oh, damn, let's dance.
Damn, part three? Give me my stimmy. Give me my stimmy. Oh, my God, yo, why are we still paying you? When we needed it most, we waited on the stimmy like we watching bread toast. Why don't it just pop up? The toaster ain't unplugged. And then I realized, oh, yeah, the power's been turned off.
Oh,
yeah, I'd rather be working. I did the virtual shows, but you can't make a living off of tips on Venmo. Now, three parts of this song, I can't do another one. I refuse to let my government turn me into Air Bud. Give me my stimmy. Give me my stimmy. I'm sick of my own song. Give me my stimmy.
He's sick of his own song.
Give me my stimmy. Give me my stimmy. Woo-hoo. I pay my taxes when I want, just like you did the stimmy.
Eric Schwartz, comedian, says he needs a place to perform that other than YouTube videos.
He really does. I would pay money to go and see that. Also, I already kind of know some of the words. It's catchy.
Yeah, give me my stimmy.
All right, so the stimmies can be expected towards the end of March, but probably not until April. It says that most likely the package is expected to pass and move on to President Joe Biden to be signed into law between now and March 14th.
March 14th? Holy cow. That's like Sunday. So, all right. Give me my stimmy. You hear me, Fred? Give me my stimmy. Fred, are you listening this morning? Give me my stimmy.
Here's the thing. I didn't get the last $600 from the last president, even though I qualify. So, I'll believe it when I see it. That's all I'm saying.
All right. You're going through stimmy withdrawal. Seth Meyers on the way with a late night soundbite. He's going to talk about Oprah's interview, which we've kind of ignored on this show because I don't give a damn. But everybody's talking about it. So Seth has his thoughts. Birthday buddies are still to come. And in the meantime, Get Laura her stimmy. Get Laura her stimmy.
Give me my stimmy.
Give her a stimmy.
Mm-hmm. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Oh, boy, Laura.
Oh, boy.
Here's a case of what's in your wallet. A guy in Michigan broke into a house using his debit card, and then he left it in the door. Oh. That leaves yourself asking the question.
Oh, how come things that happen to stupid people keep happening to me?
What's in your wallet, buddy? Nothing. And
that's funny.
And
there it is.
And a woman in San Antonio charged with arson when she burned down her house while setting her Bible on fire.
So I ran out.
What?
Tried to use my water hose to kind of spray it off and make sure it didn't get to my sister's house.
No, you know what, buddy? Stop talking. You got two issues here. One's with the fire department and the police, and the other's with a higher authority. And
oof.
For every act of goodness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
No, no, not yet. Stop it. Oh, my goodness. The production crew here is a little weird on chicken. You know what I'm saying, Laura?
I know.
Hey, guys. Guys, come on. We wanted to talk about Try It Tuesday. And Laura, as far as I know, is not making a chicken sandwich.
No, although okay. I wish I would have gotten the memo on the National Meatball Day because I would have whipped up a batch of Grandma Washaleski's meatballs, which are the best.
Ooh, are they good? Please talk about them. Wait, you can't because you're not making them.
No, I'm not making them. Okay. But the thing is like Polish meatballs are different than Italian meatballs, are different than Czechoslovakian meatballs, are different. Like, but the one thing that they all have in common is I swear, all those little, like, tiny grandma women, they, like, roll them into balls of love.
Is the magic in their fingers and their hands? Where is the magic?
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely
right.
You
don't use a mixer. You have to mix the meat with your hands.
My grandmother made the best meatballs in the world, and she was Irish.
Mine,
too. And then my mom did, too. And we're not Italian, but we made some kind of meatballs.
Well, and the meatballs, like, they were, my grandma, when she would make them, it was like they were the main meal. And my mom made these things called porcupine meatballs. Boucha, if you're listening this morning, I haven't had those in a while. I would really appreciate some porcupine meatballs.
That's when there's some rice baked in them, right?
Yes, exactly.
They're almost like piggies in the blanket. Piggies, I guess they call them in Nipah. Oh, my goodness. Where did we get off on this? Because that's
I don't know. We're supposed to be talking. Well, we heard the chicken dance, which means McDonald's and giving stuff away, but then it's also a Try It Tuesday.
What are you doing on Try It Tuesday? Can we at least have a hint?
Okay. A shout out to Mrs. Walshaw at G.C. Hartman Elementary School. I was gifted today's Try It Tuesday.
You got gifted a Try It Tuesday by an elementary school teacher? Where's she from?
Yes. So G.C. Hartman Elementary School, Southern Columbia Area School District.
Yay, SoCo.
Mrs. Walshaw teaches in fourth grade.
Okay.
She dropped off what she termed, I know Tom and Laura, they're your favorite.
Ooh. Oh, you're just going to tease us with that? That's it?
I mean, so it's one of our favorite things. We've tried them before, but these are new.
Right.
And you can find them at the Sheetses.
I'm thinking we've tried every single flavor of Cheerios. Mm-hmm. We've tried every single flavor of Oreos. We've tried every single flavor of M&Ms. It's got to be one of those three. All right, stand by.
You'll have to wait. Stand by to find out.
Oh, this is almost exciting as almost as exciting as doing the chicken dance. Dance over to your phone right now because McDonald's has three new chicken sandwiches, right?
We have like a classic, we have a spicy, we have all of the things, and somebody can get one for free.
That's right.
Now.
Spicy chicken sandwich could be yours, the chicken deluxe, which yesterday's winner chose, or the crispy chicken. It's available right now, but only if you call.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What call are we taking?
Be quick on the dial. Caller number one.
This is Tom and Laura. weekday mornings on 94KX.
Well, it's Tuesday morning. It's Try It Tuesday time. And from what I understand, today's Try It Tuesday is going to be a two-parter because it has to do with one of your nephews. Oh, boy.
It does indeed. And I have to give thanks where thanks is due.
Okay.
A big thank you to Mrs. Walshaw, fourth grade teacher at G.C. Hartman Elementary School in the Southern Columbia Area School District. This Try It Tuesday is sponsored by her.
Because it was sent home to you from your nephew, right?
Oh, yes.
This is cool.
And Braxton shows up. Chuchi, I have a Try It Tuesday for you. And this was last night. And I said, okay, what is it? He shows me. And he goes, well, let's try it. I said, no, buddy.
It ain't
it's not Tuesday.
Yeah,
we can't try it till tomorrow.
Okay.
And he goes, but I want to eat them now.
Oh, my. So she sent home cupcakes or something? No, she wouldn't do that.
No. Just in time for Easter, one of our favorite things in a new flavor.
It's got to be candy. I'm going to go with M&M's.
You got it. On the head. Good job.
Oh, thank you. What's the flavor, though? I got to know.
It's brand new. You can find it in Target or at the Sheetz in Elysburg, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. It's at the Sheetz's.
Key lime pie.
Key lime pie M&M's?
Yeah, and get this.
Wow.
Get this. It's not made with classic milk or dark chocolate. It's white chocolate.
Oh, white chocolate M&M's. Wow. Okay.
And they are all green. So you know the cute, sassy green M&M's? She's like fantastic.
Yes, yes.
It's all about her.
All right. Well, the sassy Laura will be trying them. Now, how do you do this? Because the kid's at school. I mean, how are you going to do this?
Well, okay, so we had to talk him off the ledge a little bit. He wanted to try them last night. So I said, listen, tomorrow morning I'll go on the radio. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll film myself trying them.
Okay.
Facebook Live. We'll just do a quick one, maybe a minute, 2 minutes. I'll just tear them open, pop them in my mouth, talk about it. Great.
Okay.
But then later on today, we're going to let Braxton give his review.
Oh, this is excellent. So filling in for Braxton in the quick 2 minute video might be MacGyver. Or Murphy. You never know.
Except it's chocolate. So normally, like the past couple Try It Tuesdays, I've been giving the dogs a taste.
Can't
this time. It's chocolate.
Those guys have been banging it out
puppies.
Of the park. Yeah. So they're going to they're going to have to stand by. So you will do it. The Try It Tuesday Facebook Live coming up next. Trying out the new Key Lime Pie M&M's. And then later this afternoon, we'll look for Braxton, up-and-coming rock star, to give his mm-hmm. review as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Dare I say it? He's comfortable enough, I think, to go Facebook Live.
Today's generation. Unbelievable. All right.
Wait until you see this kid's review. Normally, I do this stuff on my personal page. Maybe I'll go live on the 94KX page with my sister's permission. Because
yeah, with
he's
your sister's
too
permission.
Funny.
Okay. All right. I would like to see
we'll
him
see.
On the 94KX page. Let's cross our fingers on that. Try It Tuesday coming up next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Murphy, MacGyver, and some Key Lime M&Ms on 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
We're going to do a Facebook reboot, and maybe we still will, on yesterday's topic of the 12 seasons of Central Pennsylvania. But from what I understand, I just missed a major opportunity to see Laura Gack on Facebook Live.
Oh my gosh. My reaction in real time was an honest reaction. And man, those Key Lime Pie M&Ms, I'm sorry, to the Mars Corporation.
You did not like them.
I did not.
Wow.
If you're a white chocolate fan,
okay,
you might love them.
Okay.
But it tasted like fake graham cracker. There was no lime flavor at all. Ugh.
So going in, you're not a real big fan of white chocolate anyway, but you tried it?
I did. Here's the thing. I figured it would have a lime flavor, and I love lime.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. I put like an entire lime or lemon in my beverage all the time.
Yeah. So... okay, so, wow. I mean, you made mashed potatoes out of potato chips, and I thought for sure you'd gack, and you didn't. Some of those shakes you made, this is going to make her puke live. It's going to be hilarious. And no, old Iron Guts Good was like drinking and eating stuff we never thought she would. And now today, a key lime M&M made you gack.
It did. It derailed me. It was so surprising. I mean, we're done Facebook Live, but feel free to head on over to the 94KX Facebook page, watch it in replay. You will see the dogs begging for chocolate. I tell them no.
Mm-hmm.
You will also experience, probably for the first time in about 4 years, me go, I don't like this.
Yeah. Now here's the catch, too. We also talked about the fact that this is a two-part Try It Tuesday, that your
Indeed.
Nephew Braxton, who brought these M&Ms home from school, is going to try them this afternoon. Now, you already gacked. What's the kid going to do?
Here's the thing. I feel like I'm not going to tell him anything.
I am going to
say, hey, Braxton, it's a Try It Tuesday. We're trying key lime pie M&Ms. Give me your honest review. I'm not going to pollute his decision making.
No, there's too much of that on social media when it's election time. We don't need that. We're just trying M&Ms here. So we are. And plus, they came from his SoCo school and Mrs. Warshaw.
So Mrs. Walshaw is a fourth grade teacher. Braxton, he's not that old yet. He's only five. But, we love G.C. Hartman Elementary School,
yes,
so thank you so much to Mrs. Walshaw for giving me the Try It Tuesday.
thank you very much, Mrs. Walshaw, but don't do it again!
No. Here's the thing. Anybody can give us a Try It Tuesday.
Anybody.
I will try it, and today is the proof.
Yeah, today is definitely the proof it didn't work out.
As long as it's legal. Let's put out some disclaimers. It needs to be legal and safe. So I will try anything once.
It can't be for recreational use.
No.
Okay, so yesterday, if you were with us on the show, Laura introduced something she found on social media called the 12 Seasons of Central PA. Was there any, like, crazy reaction there? Because I just found an article, which is pretty funny.
A lot of people were commenting, definitely third winter, that it's not warm in Central PA anymore until Memorial Day. And Hell's Front Porch is definitely most people's least favorite season.
Yay, because that was mine. That's when you're waiting for fall and it's 100 degrees with heavy thunder showers every afternoon. You're like,
exactly.
No, that's supposed to be August, man.
So, a couple of people commented on the 94KX Instagram page that we don't know nothing about Hell's Front Porch. Come to Houston, Texas.
Okay, well, excuse us. You didn't know anything about snow.
I wanted to remind that individual, though, that it just snowed, right? It just snowed in Houston.
There you go. You don't know nothing about winter, so there. Wow, so there's great comments. That's good. A new article says, what's your favorite month of the year? In America, it's October. And you had mentioned that yesterday about love and fall. So there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I mean, there's just something about the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the Northeast.
Yes, it's beautiful. The leaves, the word that nobody knows how to pronounce. Is it foliage? Is it foliage? Is it foliage?
It's foliage.
Yeah, well, that's an argument for another time. It's kind of like poinsettia, poinsettia. Anyway, October is our favorite month, followed by May, and then June, and then July. Mm-hmm. So 3 months in a row are all in the top five. September comes in next, followed by April. December is like in the middle of the list where, I don't know, I love Christmas time. Sorry.
I love Christmas time too, but then it kind of goes along with it getting dark and the shorter days.
Yeah.
And my least favorite there.
After December is November, and then March, August, February, and January is our least favorite month, according to a survey. There you go.
Makes sense.
All right. You may disagree. Let us know. Toll-free line always open. The Ford Fun Line. News is coming up next. Mark has got that, the sports, and the AccuWeather forecast.
It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Not you, it's not anyone.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
So, imagine in a world an adult Easter egg hunt called Kegs and Eggs. Ho-ho! That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
It's coming to our friends
right down
the road.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
We have to tell people about it, Tom.
All right, so check this out, friends. Mark it down on your calendar first, and that's the weekend of, the first weekend in April. April 3rd, mark down Saturday. Just circle Saturday and join 94KX, the Nickel Plate Bar and Grill, which is endorsed by Tom and Laura as one of our favorite places ever.
Shout out to Stacey the bartender. What up?
That is Rusty Rail Brewing is jumping in with us and Civil War Cidery. And it happens Saturday the 3rd, 5 o'clock at night at Knoebel's Three Ponds Golf Course in Elysburg. A socially distanced event.
That's right. Here's the thing, friends. It's time to, dare I say it, have some events, but safely.
Yes, we have to do it safely. Now, I'm feeling good because I get my second vaccine shot today, so I'm going to be fully vaccinated. But I'm still going to wear a mask because you should, right?
Well, masks are required by the golf course.
Good.
And this is a ticketed event. So there are only 150 tickets available. That is the capacity allowed at the Nickel Plate as well as the golf course.
There it is.
So get your tickets now, friends. There are prizes for all. Everyone can bring their own basket. Hop on out to the golf course. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Hop on out to the golf course and then pick up 6 eggs. Inside those eggs, so no one goes home empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Our prizes, and one lucky egg will contain a stay in the suites at the Rusty Rail with dinner or brunch. You get to pick.
Oh my!
For two,
that's quite a prize,
right?
Right. And this event, by the way, and I told you to circle Saturday, April 3rd. It's rain or shine, so put your raincoat on if you have to. And like you said, Laura, it's not like 1,000 people running onto the golf course.
No.
It's all socially distanced. It's all to capacity. And you pick 6 eggs and then you walk off the course. Let other people
pretty much.
Some, right?
Or you know what? Maybe make a reservation inside the Nickel Plate. They'll have some specials. Or you can eat outside underneath the tent. The tent will be back up at the Nickel Plate. Either way, this is a limited capacity event. So get those tickets and get them soon, because word on the street is 1/3 of them already sold.
Wait, already? This is the first time we talked about it. Wow.
Yeah, and the ticket link only went live like late yesterday.
And it blew up. This is going to be fun. And ladies and gentlemen, don't we need a fun event? Don't we? I mean, come on.
We do.
We
need a little fun. We need some safe fun. So I'll be wearing my mask, happily fully vaccinated, socially distanced queue to get in, outdoors, all those things. It'll be wonderful.
It's going to be a great time. And picture it, an adult Easter egg hunt where you crack open a plastic egg and you win beer or cider. I mean,
beer, cider, dare I say it, some Knoebel's Ride All Day passes, gift cards to the Nickel Plate. No one is going home empty-handed. And even if you walk away with 6 beers or 6 ciders, that's a good day.
That's a great day. So go to the 94KX Facebook page and keep listening. We'll be talking about it. And, well, you know Tom and Laura are going to be there.
We will be there. And hopefully we'll see you all there as well. Also, you can click on the events link at Knoebels.com.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Remember, he's got you the chance to win from Wise Markets with our frozen item of the day, which got Laura thoroughly excited. So that'll give you a hint. Hopefully you heard us give that item this morning, your chance to win a gift card with Mark coming up. I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. The company wants me to take the day off because I'm getting my second COVID shot.
You know what? I feel like planning ahead of time is necessary, because I tried and I failed.
No, you did not. Don't say that about yourself. Here's the deal. You have a studio set up in your house in order to broadcast here. So you gave it the old college try. You didn't feel good at 6 a.m. You definitely did not feel good at 7. And so we gave you the round of applause, the standing ovation, as you bowed out early.
I tapped out about 7:30.
So that's okay. Now, with my situation, it's better if you just wake up early tomorrow, Laura, and come here to our beautiful studio.
That's fine. I can come and hang in the studio by myself. No problem.
Now, I'm hoping that I don't get the results you got from your second dose of Moderna.
Yeah, I would not wish how I was feeling on anyone. It was rough, and I would be lying if I said otherwise. But would I get the vaccine again? Absolutely.
Because of the whole idea of it. You know, you don't refuse medical treatment because maybe you're going to get sick, you know, or maybe there's a side effect. I mean, I'm a type 2 diabetic, so here's where we stand. I'm on this medicine that already makes me funky and weird. Now, now I'm going to get this shot. So the company said, the great folks here at SBC Media said, you know what, Tom, maybe you should just plan on taking the day off anyway. And if you're just tired and groggy, sleep in. But then the other if, right, Laura, that would be unfortunate. So
it absolutely would. And here's the thing. So you don't set an alarm tomorrow. You sleep in. I'll come in. I'll take charge and push the buttons in the studio. And then let's say maybe you're feeling okay. Maybe you wake up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. Call in. Tell us how you're doing.
You want me to check in on the Ford toll-free line, huh? The fun
line.
Yeah,
check in. If you're still, I'm saying don't set an alarm, though. If you're still snoozing, if you're feeling tired, don't force it. Because take that opportunity to let your body rest and build up its defense against COVID-19.
That sounds like great advice for anyone who is getting their first dose, which I had no reaction to, or their second dose, which there's been all kinds of stories out there. Good luck tomorrow, Laura, and I will definitely keep you posted. You know, when I come back on Thursday, I'm not even going to know what day it is. Who takes a day off in the middle of the week, right? I'm not going to know what day it is. You're going to have to help me out. Any thoughts?
Here's the thing, and actually it ties in today's thought of the day.
Okay.
So you can just apply this to Thursday.
Okay.
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
And it's a day to remember all of the things that you didn't finish on Monday, but then you're just going to push off till Wednesday because it's so gorgeous outside.
Are you going to post that up? Because I'm pretty sure that's Murphy in the picture, isn't it?
Indeed, it is Murph when he was younger.
All right, there's your thought for the day. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Laura.
Bye, Tom.